Michoacán was once known as the Garden of New Spain, but it's more likely to be referred to today as a flourishing garden of drug cartels, so a place of unspeakable drug-related violence. Interestingly, the Holy Mass the Pope celebrated was both in Spanish and in Purépechan, the indigenous language of this area. And in this city, where the drug cartels are incredibly powerful and permeate people's lives, his homily reflected what he called a permanent system of violence. With corruption, drug trafficking, disregard for human dignity, and indifference in the face of suffering and vulnerability. Confronted with this reality, he strongly insisted, we must not be led into temptation. The devil can overcome us with one of his favorite weapons, resignation. And then Francis spoke of the value of tapping into our memories when we are tempted. In a special way, he mentioned the figure of the first bishop of Michoacán, Vasco de Quiroga, back in 1536. A man, he explained, who left an interesting legacy. As I discovered, this first bishop had adopted Thomas More's utopia as a model, making quite sure the indigenous people were taught religion, crafts, and the fundamentals of self-government. His legacy lives on to this day. Indigenous people have passed down their know-how and are masterfully skilled craftsmen, producing from guitars to pottery, from copper products to woven woolens. Interestingly, Pope Francis referred to Vasco de Quiroga in his homily as the Spaniard who became an Indian,
como el español que se hizo indio.
One who spoke of these indigenous people as being sold, humiliated, and homeless in marketplaces, picking up scraps of bread from the ground.
Lejos de llevarlo a la tentación,
and one, the Pope went on to say, who far from being tempted to resignation, succeeded in kindling the faith in the midst of so much paralyzing injustice. Paralyzing injustice, a fitting expression, which could relate to today in this land of gentlemen narcos. It's one which affects more than anyone here, perhaps, the young people of Morelia, with whom Pope Francis will meet this evening at the José María Morelos y Pavón Stadium. With the Pope in Mexico, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.